Now, immediately when we begin talking about individuals or ministries or things of this nature, people begin to get very uptight and hostile, and they begin to think that somehow or other it's wrong to discuss doctrinal theology and issues publicly. I think that what we should do is look very carefully at what the Scripture has to say on this, because there is scriptural warrant and authority for examining the teachings of others, particularly those who have positions of prominence in the Christian church. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, the Word of God says, "Put everything to the test and hold on to what is good." Now, put everything to the test means, I assume, in context, whatever it is that we come in contact with in our Christian experience or our Christian lives. We are to put these things to the test and, as Christians, examine them to see whether or not they will stand the test of the Word of God. Secondly, often we are criticized if we mention people by name publicly. Well, 2 Timothy chapter 2, we find the Apostle Paul doing exactly that. And he tells the Christian church that we are to follow his example as dear children, even as he follows the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "Hymenaeus and Philetus have erred concerning the truth, teaching that the resurrection is past." Now, that's very significant, because they were overturning the faith of some. Meaning that if the resurrection were past, the faith of the church was in jeopardy, and what they were talking about so far as the gospel historically was concerned was being challenged. So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul didn't mind naming Hymenaeus and Philetus, who had erred concerning the truth. In Matthew chapter 18, Christ himself laid down ground rules for dealing with doctrinal deviation and areas of doctrinal dispute. He said, "Go to your brother if you have a disagreement with him. And if he will not listen, go with one witness. Then go with two witnesses. If he still won't listen, then tell it before the congregation. And if he will not hear the congregation, then let him be unto thee as a publican and a sinner." So it's obvious that there is warrant in the Scripture for investigating and for testing those things which purport to be in accord with the Word of God. We are not in any way contrary to the Scriptures. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, as well as 2 Timothy chapter 4, the elders of the church are supposed to be tested, and we are to reprove and rebuke and exhort with all patience and with doctrine. We are to rebuke particularly the ruling or the teaching elders or pastors of the church when they are inconsistent with the teaching of the Word of God. Because the Apostle Paul says, at the end of the ages, men will gather to themselves teachers who will tickle their ears, which means tell them what they like to hear. And he says, we must make full proof of our ministry. We must do the work of an evangelist. Finally, in Acts chapter 20, in his famous charge to the Ephesian elders, the Apostle Paul said, "I did not cease to warn every one of you, day and night, to the point of tears, not only against savage wolves that attack the flock from without, but also from those within the body of Christ, who will draw away disciples after themselves." And Paul says, remember, I warned you, and I submit, that if the greatest of the apostles, 3 years, day and night, to the point of tears, warned the church about these things, then it's important for us to take these things very seriously.